This recording, Saskatchewan 2, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive.
When the sunlight strikes raindrops in the air, they act as a prism and form a rainbow. The rainbow is a division of white light into many beautiful colors. These take the shape of a long arc, round arc, with its path high above and its two ends apparently beyond the horizon. There is, according to legend, a boiling pot of gold at one end. People look, but no one ever finds it. When a man looks for something beyond his reach, his friends say he is looking for the pot of gold at the end of the rainbow. Throughout the centuries, people have explained the rainbow in various ways. Some have accepted it as a miracle without physical explanation. To the Hebrews, it was a token that there would be no more universal floods. The Greeks used it to imagine that it was a sign from the gods to foretell war or heavy rain. The Norsemen considered the rainbow as a bridge over which the gods pass from Earth to their home in the sky. The house, yes. Where do we start? It was a two-story brick house that older couple had lived in their entire life. And we moved in and wanted to make a few changes, to say the least. We gutted out the entire main floor. New walls. New crown moldings, besides all the paint and wallpaper, and etc. Carpeting. And we're still working on it, but one bedroom to go, I think, is. Then we'll start over again. But we have a nice old barn in our backyard, that you can see. That my wife wants to tear down, but we have nothing to replace it with yet, so until the garage gets built, it's staying. And a big yard for the kids to play in, so that's one of the big pluses of the thing. But we haven't done too much work in the yard yet. No time, no money. Oh my goodness. I still have friends in Toronto, so from my university days, but our lives are quite different. They seem very preoccupied with their jobs and careers, and I know it seems like we are, but it seems to me we have a whole other life going on where they seem to be very structured in their, because maybe of where they live and how they have to get to work and things like that, but they seem to have to be, like you say, up at 5:30 here or there at this time, at the daycare at this time, where we have a more relaxed, I think, lifestyle that way, where maybe that's our own situation, but a little more relaxed and down to earth.